Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I often say I don't like being a divorced parent because there's a lot more stress on me than I realize. You know, all the stuff that Sean did as the husband and caretaker is now on me. And so I'm like, why am I so stressed out lately? Like, what is going on? It's because I've got responsibilities and roles that I've never had before. I was like, you know what? It is hard work being a man because y'all got a lot of stuff to deal with. I don't ever want the role of a man. I don't ever want to be the provider and the caretaker and pay the bills and be the heavy lifter and be the security guard. I don't want that. I don't like the way it feels. I don't. I was like, you know what? I thought I wasn't going to get married, but I'm going to get married just so I could put the stress of being head of household on somebody else, which made me remember and think about the fact that June is Men's Mental Health Month. I say all the time, I don't ever want to know what it's like to be a black man. Ever. Because the stress of what men have to go through. When, you know, one of the things that I tried to pride myself on is that when Sean walked in the house when I was married, that it was a place of peace. And, you know, I'll tell the kids, don't stress daddy out. If you got something, you know, we're going to talk about it over the weekend. If it's an emergency, let mommy know. And then we'll go talk to daddy together later. But let him get in the house. Let him get his clothes off. Let him take a shower. Let him do whatever. And then we're going to love on him first. Because as a man, I don't even know what he's had to deal with. And, you know, I got to get married again because I want to do all this work by myself. And I really want to make sure that I understand the importance of men's mental health. And Men's Mental Health Month is a great way and a great opportunity to talk about it. And so I invited Dr. Jerry Huffman from United Healthcare of Minnesota. Dr. Jerry is the Chief Medical Officer for Population Health with United Healthcare. Dr. Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And I was obviously listening to you talk about, you know, all the things about family and marriage and men and women. And is it okay if I add just a little bit to that?
Please, because you are an expert. I'm learning from you, and I'm taking notes.
Oh, this is personal stuff, but it's, you learn at work and you learn at home, right? If you're in a constant state of learning. So we're walking around on a college campus earlier this week with my youngest. It's orientation. He's heading off to college this fall.
Yeah.
And my wife and I are walking around with him, and I am blessed to have been with my best friend now for 32 years. And I'm looking at him, and we were talking about different things we do, and there's, we've developed sort of this natural division of labor in our family.
Mm.
And we could not have had the blessings we had that wasn't, like you said, for each other. I'll give you a good example. I have absolutely no idea how much money is in our bank's account. I give her my money. She's managed everything for 32 years. I trust her with my life. And having that, like you said, that person that you can lean on, that person that you know you're sharing everything with, to do it alone, God bless you. It is so hard, and I'm so impressed that you're able to do it and to be a radio star.
Oh, well, you know, that was first. That's first. Kids come second. I got to be this radio star first, right? But, you know, the one thing about women, and you talk about your bride, is that we will go get attention. Right. We will go to the doctor and we'll say, you know what? I need some preventative care. I need to make my mental health a priority. I need to make my physical health a priority. Men won't go to the doctor until there's internal bleeding and organs start shutting down. What is going on? Why won't men go to the doctor?
I got news for you. Sometimes even the bleeding doesn't get them to go. I tell you. But it's about women to a certain extent, and then not the way you're thinking. We did this research. We have something we call the Health Activation Index. And what we do is we measure decision making, the different decisions that a person can make in terms of how we measure 53 of them. And we get that down to the belly button level, every person within that's covered by United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And we've noticed that if the Health Activation Index of a woman in the family goes up by, oh, say, 10 points, the health activation index of everyone in the family goes up 10 points. Mm-hmm. And so the take-home message for me in terms of leading my organization, if I'm talking to clients around this country and they're saying, man, we just aren't getting men, for example, go get their colon cancer screening. Mm-hmm. I say the way to get to them, if there's a woman in the house, it's through her. The chances of you successfully convincing them, the man runs at around 25-30%. But if you successfully convince the woman of the family that this is important, you can almost count on that man will be showing up for his colon cancer screening.
And you know why? Because we're going to nag the hell out of him until he does. Have you got the screening? Are you going to get the screening? Why haven't you gotten the screening? Are you going to call these people? Do you want me to call them? I'm trying not to nag you, but you won't listen. You know what? I'm going to call your mom if your mom's still alive and let her know you haven't gotten your cancer screening. I tried to tell you. Then she's going to call all your sisters. Have you talked to him? He won't listen to me. And then your sister's going to nag the hell out of you. That's how that works. That is the chain of command, Dr. Jerry.
It is absolutely true, and it saved my life. Oh, gosh, we're going back 22 years ago. My wife's a nurse, so we're a cliche. We met at work. And she made sure, even though I was young and very fit, still competitive in distance running, she's like, you got to get your annual. You got to get your annual. And I put it off. I feel great. I feel fine. Mm-hmm. She made me go. And one of the things that's important when a man goes, or even a woman, when you go, for that annual preventative visit, you are the key participant. I got news for you. If you have cancer inside of you and you aren't telling me about an ache or a pain or something going on that you've noticed, there's an extremely good chance that we miss it and it goes by. You've got to participate. So in this visit that she made me go to, I participated. And I said, I have this pain here in my neck. And my doc says, well, you work out pretty hard. You're running, you know, 80 miles a week. Let's probably do that. And I said, I don't know. I think I feel a mass in here. Mm-hmm. And he felt, he's like, I'm not sure I feel anything, but you know what? We'll check it out. Well, lo and behold, 13 days later, I'm starting chemotherapy for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So listen to the woman in your life. It may save it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Dr. Jerry, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about more tips. Since June is Men's Health Month, to raise awareness about the health challenges that men face and encourage them to take action and improve their health. More with Dr. Jerry when we come back. He's a mighty good man. He is joining us today, Dr. Jerry Hotman, Chief Medical Officer for Population Health with United Healthcare. It is June. It is Men's Health Month. He has been giving us tips about how men can take better care of themselves. And one of the tips that you have, and I know this is hard for men to do, Dr. Jerry, is know when to take it easy, especially when we've got 5,100 honeydew things for you to do. Taking time to de-stress. You know, we got she sheds, we got girlfriends trips, we got the wineries, we've got the spa. Y'all don't really, Dr. Jerry, y'all don't really got nothing.
No, I agree. Men need to take it down a notch. They need to spend time with their family. Mental health is key. They don't pay attention to it. They don't pay attention to the stress and anxiety. It's important to deal with these things when they're little and to find those people and professional resources in your life to use it. A lot of men do not want to participate in mental health care. There's certainly a lot of ego involved there. And one of the great tools now that we're seeing some fantastic results from is the ability to use virtual health care so that you don't have to drive to an office. You can do it in the privacy of your home, in the privacy of your car. People are having mental health visits with professionals. And we're seeing about a 30% uptake in the utilization of that in terms of men between, oh, say, 28 and 55. And so that's a real huge place to go. But time spent with family and loved ones, like you said, taking it down a notch, that's really important, taking care of yourself time.
Okay, now, I know that you do this every day. If there's some men listening, what's the one thing that you would want them to do before you leave the show, Dr. Jerry? Out of all the tips that you've given us, the one most important thing?
I want to convince them, and I'm going to give you two more reasons. I already gave you one. I'm going to give you two more reasons why they should visit their doc regularly for those preventative visits. Obviously, there's things when you get to the right age, like colon cancer screening and skin cancer screening and prostate. But there's a lot of empty time in there before you get to that age that's key, that docs are not seeing men. In fact, we just looked at millennials within our population of about 14 million people. And millennial men, we have almost 10% of millennial men that have not seen a doctor or filled a prescription in 2 years. So that's the number one thing. I'm going to give them a couple reasons why they should do that, right? Because they don't listen to the stuff like, well, we want you to go there for your colon cancer screening. Because frankly,
right,
men are not as good at listening to bad news as women are.
Right.
So I'll tell you what, here's two things. One, I guarantee this is going to sound familiar. You tell your man, I need you to go to the doc. He says, why? I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with me. That is correct. So the number one reason I want to give them to go to that doc this year is to confirm that nothing is wrong with you. And then when you go there and you confirm it, you can feel good. You did it. And if you confirm for the next 45 years that nothing is wrong with you, guess what? You're winning the game. Second reason I want to convince them to go see that doc every year just for a quick visit. It's important to catch little things before they come big things, like blood pressure, which in black men is a killer. Blood pressure, you don't feel it. It is a silent killer. This is how you end up with heart attacks and strokes down the line. You pick up that high blood pressure when you're 37 years old, and you take a little tiny pill once a day, and you don't have that heart attack 22 years later. You don't have that stroke when you're 58. So key things to understand, confirm nothing's wrong, catch little things before they become big things. When you're there, your doc will make sure if you're age appropriate that you get your preventative screening. And last but not least, like me, listen to that woman in your life. When she gets you to go, they may find something unexpected that can save your life.
Well, Dr. Jerry, I'm so glad that you are here because I know folks like my friend Jimmy Francis, high-stress job. Jonathan Weinhagen, high-stress job. Chad Hartman, high-stress job, caring for special needs children just like Jonathan. And you know, these are my friends, and I want them to live a long time. And in order to do that, they've got to get to the doctor. We've been talking to Dr. Jerry Hartman. He's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I often say I don't like being a divorced parent because there's a lot more stress on me than I realize. You know, all the stuff that Sean did as the husband and caretaker is now on me. And so I'm like, why am I so stressed out lately? Like, what is going on? It's because I've got responsibilities and roles that I've never had before. I was like, you know what? It is hard work being a man because y'all got a lot of stuff to deal with. I don't ever want the role of a man. I don't ever want to be the provider and the caretaker and pay the bills and be the heavy lifter and be the security guard. I don't want that. I don't like the way it feels. I don't. I was like, you know what? I thought I wasn't going to get married, but I'm going to get married just so I could put the stress of being head of household on somebody else. Which made me remember and think about the fact that June is Men's Mental Health Month. I say all the time, I don't ever want to know what it's like to be a black man. Ever. Because the stress of what men have to go through. When, you know, one of the things that I tried to pride myself on is that when Sean walked in the house when I was married, that it was a place of peace. And, you know, I'll tell the kids, don't stress daddy out. If you got something, you know, we're going to talk about it over the weekend. If it's an emergency, let mommy know. And then we'll go talk to daddy together later. But let him get in the house. Let him get his clothes off. Let him take a shower. Let him do whatever. And then we're going to love on him first. Because as a man, I don't even know what he's had to deal with. And, you know, I got to get married again because I want to do all this work by myself. And I really want to make sure that I understand the importance of men's mental health. And Men's Mental Health Month is a great way and a great opportunity to talk about it. And so I invited Dr. Jerry Huffman from United Healthcare of Minnesota. Dr. Jerry is the Chief Medical Officer for Population Health with United Healthcare. Dr. Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And I was obviously listening to you talk about, you know, all the things about family and marriage and men and women. And is it okay if I add just a little bit to that?
Please, because you are an expert. I'm learning from you, and I'm taking notes.
Oh, this is personal stuff, but it's you learn at work and you learn at home, right? If you're in a constant state of learning. So we're walking around on a college campus earlier this week with my youngest. It's orientation. He's heading off to college this fall.
Yeah.
And my wife and I are walking around with him, and I am blessed to have been with my best friend now for 32 years. And I'm looking at him, and we were talking about different things we do, and there's we've developed sort of this natural division of labor in our family. And we could not have had the blessings we had if it wasn't, like you said, for each other. I'll give you a good example. I have absolutely no idea how much money is in our bank's account. I give her my money. She's managed everything for 32 years. I trust her with my life. And having that, like you said, that person that you can lean on, that person that you know you're sharing everything with, to do it alone, God bless you. It is so hard, and I'm so impressed that you're able to do it and to be a radio star.
Oh, well, you know, that was first. That's first. Kids come second. I got to be this radio star first, right? But, you know, the one thing about women, and you talk about your bride, is that we will go get attention. Right. We will go to the doctor and we'll say, you know what? I need some preventative care. I need to make my mental health a priority. I need to make my physical health a priority. Men won't go to the doctor until there's internal bleeding and organs start shutting down. What is going on? Why won't men go to the doctor?
I got news for you. Sometimes even the bleeding doesn't get them to go. I tell you, it's about women to a certain extent, and then not the way you're thinking. We did this research. We have something we call the Health Activation Index. And what we do is we measure decision-making, the different decisions that a person can make in terms of how we measure, 53 of them. And we get that down to the belly button level, every person within that's covered by United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And we've noticed that if the Health Activation Index of a woman in the family goes up by, say 10 points, the Health Activation Index of everyone in the family goes up 10 points. And so the take-home message for me in terms of leading my organization, if I'm talking to clients around this country and they're saying, man, we just aren't getting men, for example, go get their colon cancer screening. I say the way to get to them, if there's a woman in the house, it's through her. The chances of you successfully convincing them, the man runs at around 25-30%. But if you successfully convince the woman of the family that this is important, you can almost count on that man will be showing up for his colon cancer screening.
And you know why? Because we're going to nag the hell out of him until he does. Have you got the screening? Are you going to get the screening? Why haven't you gotten the screening? Are you going to call these people? Do you want me to call them? I'm trying not to nag you, but you won't listen. You know what? I'm going to call your mom if your mom's still alive and let her know you haven't gotten your cancer screening. I tried to tell you. Then she's going to call all your sisters. Have you talked to him? He won't listen to me. And then your sister's going to nag the hell out of you. That's how that works. That is the chain of command, Dr. Jerry.
It is absolutely true, and it saved my life. Oh, gosh, we're going back 22 years ago. My wife's a nurse, so we're a cliche. We met at work. And she made sure, even though I was young and very fit, still competitive in distance running, she's like, you got to get your annual. You got to get your annual. And I put it off. I feel great. I feel fine. Mm-hmm. She made me go. And one of the things that's important when a man goes, or even a woman, when you go, for that annual preventative visit, you are the key participant. I got news for you. If you have cancer inside of you and you aren't telling me about an ache or a pain or something going on that you've noticed, there's an extremely good chance that we miss it and it goes by. You've got to participate. So in this visit that she made me go to, I participated. And I said, I have this pain here in my neck. And my doc says, well, you work out pretty hard. You're running, 80 miles a week. It's probably do that. And I said, I don't know. I think I feel a mass in here. Mm-hmm. And he felt, he's like, I'm not sure I feel anything, but you know what? We'll check it out. Well, lo and behold, 13 days later, I'm starting chemotherapy for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So listen to the woman in your life. It may save it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Dr. Jerry, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about more tips. Since June is Men's Health Month, to raise awareness about the health challenges that men face and encourage them to take action and improve their health. More with Dr. Jerry when we come back. He's a mighty good man. He is joining us today, Dr. Jerry Hotman, Chief Medical Officer for Population Health with United Healthcare. It is June. It is Men's Health Month. He has been giving us tips about how men can take better care of themselves. And one of the tips that you have, and I know this is hard for men to do, Dr. Jerry, is know when to take it easy, especially when we've got 5,100 honeydew things for you to do. Taking time to de-stress. You know, we got she sheds. We got girlfriend's trips. We got the wineries. We've got the spa. Y'all don't really got nothing.
No, I agree. Men need to take it down a notch. They need to spend time with their family. Mental health is key. They don't pay attention to it. They don't pay attention to the stress and anxiety. It's important to deal with these things when they're little and to find those people and professional resources in your life to use it. A lot of men do not want to participate in mental health care. There's certainly a lot of ego involved there. And one of the great tools now that we're seeing some fantastic results from is the ability to use virtual health care so that you don't have to drive to an office. You can do it in the privacy of your home, in the privacy of your car. People are having mental health visits with professionals. And we're seeing about a 30% uptake in the utilization of that in terms of men between, 28 and 55. And so that's a real huge place to go. But time spent with family and loved ones, like you said, taking it down a notch, that's really important, taking care of yourself time.
Okay, now, I know that you do this every day. If there's some men listening, what's the one thing that you would want them to do before you leave the show, Dr. Jerry? Out of all the tips that you've given us, the one most important thing?
I want to convince them, and I'm going to give you two more reasons. I already gave you one. I'm going to give you two more reasons why they should visit their doc regularly for those preventative visits. Obviously, there's things when you get to the right age, like colon cancer screening and skin cancer screening and prostate. But there's a lot of empty time in there before you get to that age that's key, that docs are not seeing men. In fact, we just looked at millennials within our population of about 14 million people. And millennial men, we have almost 10% of millennial men that have not seen a doctor or filled a prescription in 2 years. So that's the number one thing. I'm going to give them a couple reasons why they should do that, right? Because they don't listen to the stuff like, well, we want you to go there for your colon cancer screening. Because frankly,
right,
men are not as good at listening to bad news as women are.
Right.
So I'll tell you what, here's two things. One, I guarantee this is going to sound familiar. You tell your man, I need you to go to the doc. He says, why? I feel fine. There's nothing wrong with me. That is correct. So the number one reason I want to give them to go to that doc this year is to confirm that nothing is wrong with you. And then when you go there and you confirm it, you can feel good. You did it. And if you confirm for the next 45 years that nothing is wrong with you, guess what? You're winning the game. Second reason I want to convince them to go see that doc every year just for a quick visit. It's important to catch little things before they come big things, like blood pressure, which in black men is a killer. Blood pressure, you don't feel it. It is a silent killer. This is how you end up with heart attacks and strokes down the line. You pick up that high blood pressure when you're 37 years old, and you take a little tiny pill once a day, and you don't have that heart attack 22 years later. You don't have that stroke when you're 58. So key things to understand, confirm nothing's wrong, catch little things before they become big things. When you're there, your doc will make sure, if you're age appropriate, that you get your preventative screening. And last but not least, like me, listen to that woman in your life. When she gets you to go, they may find something unexpected that can save your life.
Well, Dr. Jerry, I'm so glad that you are here, because I know folks like my friend Jimmy Francis, high-stress job. Jonathan Weinhagen, high-stress job. Chad Hartman, high-stress job, caring for special needs children just like Jonathan. And you know, these are my friends, and I want them to live a long time. And in order to do that, they've got to get to the doctor. We've been talking to Dr. Jerry Hartman. He's been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.